Reformed Church.
1 Peter 1:14. It just says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And I've mentioned this before, but the word conversation in King James means conduct. It has nothing to do with actually just talking about your words. It's actually just Old English for talking about your conduct and your behavior. So it says, be holy in all manner of conduct, really. And this is because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Real quick, just verse 14. It's as obedient children, so that means as believing children, right? We know at this church. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. One thing I just want to point out is that, for one, it calls lusts, which we could just say sin for that matter, because all sin or all wrongdoing comes from a desire at first, right? Even in 2 Peter 1, he refers to sin generally as just the lust in general. So you can just even say sin, and it calls it your former sins. And for one, that's very cool that it calls it former, because he's talking to people that presumably, well, the implication here is that he's talking to an audience that is doing the thing still. That's why he says, don't fashion yourselves according to these things. So he's not telling people that, like, oh, you're already living perfectly right. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell them, don't fashion yourself according to these things. And yet he still calls them former lusts, former sins. So that's one cool point there, that anything even that you do that is not according to your nature in Christ is a former thing. Even when you're doing it, it's a former thing. Because the reason why he can call it former, even when you're presently doing it, is because it's no longer according to your nature. Now you do it contrary to your nature. So it's something that was formerly according to your nature. Even the Bible said that we were by nature children of wrath, meaning we had a certain nature that was in accordance with the devil. And now you have a new nature. And so even when you do it, it's contrary to you. You've done it, but it's contrary to you, so therefore it's still former, right? So that's cool. But then also when he says, don't fashion yourselves according to the former lusts, when he says don't fashion yourselves, he doesn't mean don't be a lustful person. Don't be a sinful person. Don't be these type of people. It's very important. The word fashion there, I believe, is the same word that's used in Romans 12 when it says to not be conformed to this world. It literally means to take the figure or the appearance of something. So he's basically saying don't act like something that you used to be, right? But the way that we do that is as obedient children. As you are believing the Lord, that's how. That's why he says, as obedient children, don't act like somebody you're not. Because it says, fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts that were yours in your ignorance, meaning acting that way comes from ignorance. And when you're obedient to the Lord, or when you believe the Lord, you won't fashion yourself according to your former lusts. But the reason why the word fashion there is so important is because, you know, for an unbeliever, the Bible says that they can have a form of godliness. And what that means is they're acting godly on the outside, but inside they're not really godly. It's an act. It's an appearance of something, but it's not really who they are. And likewise, Jesus told the Pharisees, you have the appearance of righteousness, right? And what he's telling them is that you're not really righteous. You're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness, but on the outside, you're like a whited tomb. It looks righteous on the outside, but inside, full of uncleanness. And so that's acting like something you're not. Well, it's at the flip side for a believer. When a believer sins, it's just you acting as if you were unclean, but you're not unclean. You're actually perfectly pure, but it's just the fashion. It's just the form and the appearance. So he didn't say, don't be sinful. He's saying, don't act like you were sinful because you're clean. Anytime a Christian does something wrong on the outside, it's always a former thing that they have done. It's something that's not in accordance with their nature, and it's called you just fashioning yourself that way. You've given the appearance or the form of ungodliness when you are actually godly. And so he's saying, you know, if you just are an obedient child, if you just believe the Lord, you'll no longer act on the outside like something that you're not. And that's exactly the interpretation there of that verse and why he says words like fashion, why he says words like former. Because at worst, a Christian can only act sinful, not that they actually are. And it's always just the outward appearance of it. And they're really doing something contrary to what their true nature really is. So.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.